This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 22nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy clear skies, perfect for a walk outside. Jerusalem sees similar conditions. In Eilut, temperatures are high, typical for this time of year. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that Saudi nuclear deal, Turkish F-35s and Iran talks are raising alarms in Israel. Senior officials warn these moves weaken Jerusalem's leverage in Washington. Also, from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, the IDF is still working to determine the origin of a drone intercepted near the Syrian border. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports Trump seeks congressional approval for a U.S.-Saudi nuclear energy pact without safeguards. Separately, according to JNS, earlier today, Trump has approved a U.S.-Saudi civilian nuclear deal with conditions on uranium enrichment. And finally, I-24 News notes, the U.S. military has ended its 11th consecutive night of strikes against Iran. Iran warns that attacks on nuclear sites would expand the war in the region. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that Elon Musk plans an AI-made Odyssey film, promising a version faithful to the original after criticizing a recent adaptation. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today, sharing a photo of Saudi Defense Minister Prince Khalid bin Salman with UAE Vice President Sheikh Mansour bin Zayed. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, noted earlier that Netanyahu has called Donald Trump the best friend Israel has ever had. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the concerns about Trump's Middle East moves, Ynet reports that senior Israeli officials believe these actions could erode the regional red lines and diminish Israel's influence over U.S. policy. This raises questions about the future of U.S.-Israeli relations and regional stability. Turning to the drone incident near the Syrian border, the Jerusalem Post cites military sources stating the identification process is crucial before interception. This reflects ongoing security challenges in the region, emphasizing the need for vigilance. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel tells us Trump is moving forward with a U.S.-Saudi nuclear energy pact. Approval without safeguards has sparked controversy. This could impact non-proliferation efforts and regional security dynamics. In related news, JNS reports that Trump's approval of the U.S.-Saudi civilian nuclear deal depends on a joint study. This deal could set a precedent for future agreements in the region, affecting diplomatic ties. Finally, the U.S. military's recent strikes against Iran, as reported by I-24 News, underline ongoing tensions. Iran's warning of an expanded war if nuclear sites are attacked highlights the fragile state of peace. This situation remains a critical point of concern for global security. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that AII and Rafael are nearing a landmark 3 billion euro defense contract with Greece. This deal could be one of Israel's largest ever defense exports. Separately, Walla Business reveals a serious AI failure among payroll accountants. The survey indicates a significant data breach risk impacting corporate security. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, the dollar has reached a three-month high against the shekel. Geopolitical tensions are influencing investor behavior, affecting currency markets. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.